Exodus chapter 29. And this is the thing that you shall do unto them to hallow them, to minister unto me in the priest's office: take one young bullock, and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread, and cakes unleavened mixed with oil, and wafers unleavened spread with oil, of wheat flour shall you make them. And you shall put them into one basket, and bring them in the basket, with the bullock and the two rams. And Aaron and his sons you shall bring unto the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and shall wash them with water. And you shall take the garments, and put upon Aaron the coat, and the robe of the ephod, and the breastplate, and gird him with the skillfully woven band of the ephod. And you shall put the turban upon his head, and put the holy crown upon the turban. Then shall you take the anointing oil, and pour it upon his head, and anoint him. And you shall bring his sons, and put coats upon them. And you shall gird them with belts, Aaron and his sons, and put the turbans on them, and the priest's office shall be theirs for a perpetual statute, and you shall consecrate Aaron and his sons. And you shall cause a bullock to be brought before the tabernacle of meeting, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the bullock. And you shall kill the bullock before the Lord, by the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And you shall take of the blood of the bullock, and put it upon the horns of the altar with your finger, and pour all the blood beside the bottom of the altar. And you shall take all the fat that covers the entrails, and the fat that is above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and burn them upon the altar. But the flesh of the bullock, and its skin, and its dung, shall you burn with fire outside the camp; it is a sin offering. You shall also take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. And you shall slay the ram, and you shall take its blood, and sprinkle it round about upon the altar. And you shall cut the ram in pieces, and wash its entrails, and its legs, and put them with its pieces, and with its head. And you shall burn the whole ram upon the altar; it is a burnt offering unto the Lord; it is a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And you shall take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. Then shall you kill the ram, and take of its blood, and put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and upon the tip of the right ear of his sons, and upon the thumb of their right hand, and upon the great toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. And you shall take of the blood that is upon the altar, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aaron, and upon his garments, and upon his sons, and upon the garments of his sons with him, and he shall be hallowed, and his garments, and his sons' garments with him. Also you shall take of the ram the fat tail, and the fat that covers the entrails, and the fat above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration. And one loaf of bread, and one cake of the bread with oil, and one wafer out of the basket of the unleavened bread that is before the Lord. And you shall put all in the hands of Aaron, and in the hands of his sons, and shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And you shall receive them of their hands, and burn them upon the altar for a burnt offering, for a sweet aroma before the Lord; it is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And you shall take the breast of the ram of Aaron's consecration, and wave it for a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be your part. And you shall sanctify the breast of the wave offering, and the thigh of the heave offering, which is waved, and which is raised, of the ram of the consecration, even of that which is for Aaron, and of that which is for his sons. And it shall be Aaron's and his sons by a statute forever from the children of Israel, for it is a heave offering, and it shall be a heave offering from the children of Israel of the sacrifice of their peace offerings, even their heave offering unto the Lord. And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed in them, and to be consecrated in them. And that son that is priest in his stead shall put them on 7 days, when he comes into the tabernacle of meeting to minister in the holy place. And you shall take the ram of the consecration, and boil its flesh in the holy place. And Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram, and the bread that is in the basket, by the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And they shall eat those things with which the atonement was made, to consecrate and to sanctify them, but a foreigner shall not eat of them, because they are holy. And if any of the flesh of the consecrations, or of the bread, remain unto the morning, then you shall burn the remainder with fire, it shall not be eaten, because it is holy. And thus shall you do unto Aaron, and to his sons, according to all things which I have commanded you, 7 days shall you consecrate them. And you shall offer every day a bullock for a sin offering for atonement, and you shall cleanse the altar, when you have made an atonement for it, and you shall anoint it, to sanctify it. 7 days you shall make an atonement for the altar, and sanctify it, and it shall be an altar most holy, whatsoever touches the altar shall be holy. Now this is that which you shall offer upon the altar, 2 lambs of the first year, day by day continually. The one lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer in the evening. And with the one lamb 1/10 measure of flour mingled with 1/4 part of a hin of beaten olive oil, and 1/4 part of a hin of wine for a drink offering. And the other lamb you shall offer at evening, and shall do to it according to the grain offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering, for a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of meeting before the Lord, where I will meet you, to speak there unto you. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of meeting, and the altar, I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons, to minister to me in the priest's office. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God, that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them, I am the Lord their God.